Our second lesson is from the book of John, parts of chapters 18 and 19. Then Pilate came again into the praetorium, the governor's hall, and called Jesus and said to him, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, "Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell thee of me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee up to me. What hast thou done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my attendants would strive that I should not be delivered up to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Pilate therefore says to him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest it, because I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, that I might bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" And saying this, he again went out to the Jews and says to them, "I find no guilt in him." And the soldiers, having braided a crown out of thorns, laid it on his head, and they cast a crimson garment around him and said, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they gave him blows with a staff. Then Pilate came out again and said to them, "See, I bring him out to you that you may know that I do not find any guilt in him." Then Jesus came out, bearing the crown of thorns and the crimson garment, and he says to them, "Behold the man." From this time, Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, "If thou release this man, thou art not Caesar's friend. Everyone who makes himself a king speaks against Caesar." Pilate then, having heard this word, led Jesus out and sat down in the tribunal in a place called the pavement, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover in about the sixth hour. And he says to the Jews, "See, your king." But they cried out, "Take him away, take him away, crucify him." Pilate says to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priest answered, "We have no king except Caesar." We read also from the word of the Lord's second coming, in the Apocalypse Explained, and in the True Christian Religion. When Pilate asked the Lord whether he was a king, he answered as he did, because the Lord, as king, is divine truth. For divine truth is the Lord's royalty in heaven, while his divine good is the priesthood there. This is why the Lord said that he was king. To this end he was born, and to this end he came into the world, that he should bear witness to the truth, and that everyone who is in the truth hears his voice. And therefore Pilate asked him, "What is truth?" Thus, whether truth was a king. The subjugation of the hells, the restoration of order in the heavens, and the institution afterwards of a church is a work that may be illustrated by various comparisons. It may be illustrated by comparison with an army of robbers or rebels who invade a kingdom or a city and set fire to its dwellings, plunder its inhabitants, divide the spoil among themselves, and then rejoice and exult. Well, redemption itself may be compared to a just king who advances against these rebels with his army, puts some to the sword, and shuts up others in labor camps, recovers the booty and restores it to his subjects, thereafter establishing order in his kingdom and rendering it secure against any similar assaults. That the Lord has delivered the spiritual world and through it will deliver the church from universal damnation may be illustrated by comparison with a king who by victories over his enemy liberates his sons, the princes, whom the enemy had captured and imprisoned and bound in fetters, and brings them back to his court. If a king sets his subjects an example by his good deeds, if he desires them to live in accordance with the laws of justice, rewarding those who do so, regarding each according to his merits, if he protects them from injury and invasion, acts as a father to his kingdom, and in general takes thought for the prosperity of his people, he has charity in his heart, and his acts are good deeds. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.